I am Julie Hewitt, the chair of the PMB Governance Committee, and today is October 16th, 2025. It is 8:40 p.m. Eastern Time, and it appears that we may have quorum. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Yes. Kaja Brown.
Present.
Kaja's here. Jan Goodman.
Here.
Jan's here. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Julie's here. Zach Caldevere requested an excused absence. Marianne Martinez. I'll come back. Serene Roberts.
Present.
Serene's here. Susan Young.
Here.
Susan's here. Carol Wolfley. Secretary non-voting. And Marianne Martinez. Okay. We do have quorum, Madam Chair.
All right. Thank you. So next item on the agenda is agenda approval. This is a 3-minute item. Let me just run quickly through what the agenda items are. After approving the agenda, item 4 is a 1-minute meeting, 1-minute item, and it is approving minutes from the September 25th meeting. Item 5 is reports, and that's a 7-minute item. Number 6 is unfinished business, and that's a 3-minute item. Item 7 is new business, and there's a couple items under new business, each of which is 10 items apiece. And then we have adjourning at a time certain of 9:45 p.m. Eastern time, which is in a crisp hour and 3 minutes from now.
Move approval. Susan.
Thank you, Susan. Are there any objections to the agenda as read? Hearing none, we'll proceed with the agenda.
Serene has her hand up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see that. Go ahead, Serene.
I wasn't sent an agenda. Do you know why?
Everyone was sent an agenda last night. I will resend it.
I don't recall receiving an agenda either.
I will resend. Sorry.
Thank you, Carol. All right.
What is an unfinished business?
Oh, okay. I can read the unfinished business. There were two items there. One is the previous proposals for bylaws changes that we had, one set from Zach, one from Jan. That was one item. And the second item was a proposal regarding indexing of the Pacifica bylaws so that we can put them on KPFTX.
And the time for each?
Well, we gave the whole item 3 minutes. Both of those items 3 minutes, which I think means that we're not really going to address them per se this evening. So, because you don't have the agenda. So under new business, we have an item on special meetings. That's a 10-minute item. We have an item on Pacifica. A draft motion on Pacifica management and LSB shows and messaging. That's a 10-minute item. Item C is establishing an internal communication system for Pacifica governance. That's a 10-minute item. So those are the three items under new business.
Madam Chair, I don't think you've got the most recent agenda.
Oh, you don't? Okay. Look.
I'm sending it.
Sorry.
This is Serene again.
Perhaps the secretary?
Yes. Oh.
Oh, I got it. Okay, sorry. Yes, the same two things that I previously said were under, thank you, Susan, for pointing out the error in my ways. The first two items that were under unfinished business, those are the same. There's only one item under new business, and that's the draft motion on Pacifica, management and LSB shows and messaging. So, that's a 10-minute item.
I submitted a motion this morning.
Yes, and
so that would go under new business.
Why would it not simply be added to the agenda?
It is on
the under new business.
It's under new business, Shereen.
How many chairs do we have here tonight, please?
Well, apparently even one more. Thank you very much. We'll put it under new business. And I think the thing is that, at least I got this email before I got with the agenda before I have the email with you from you with the, with your motion. So that's why it's not already on the agenda. So, okay. Hang on. Doing that made me. Okay.
So, Madam hearing, Chair?
Yes. Hearing my, no
my
objections
motion
on.
To approve the agenda included yes. Serene's motion in new business.
Gotcha. Thank you. Are there any objections to the agenda as air quotes amended to include Serene's item under new business? Hearing no objections, we'll consider the agenda approved. Okay, now we will continue with the agenda. Item 4 is reviewing minutes from the September 25th meeting. Did everyone, the minutes are actually at the bottom of the email. So did anyone have any corrections to suggest to the minutes? Hearing
I'll
none.
Because I didn't get them. I didn't get that agenda that y'all were circulating amongst yourselves for however long.
So,
go ahead, Carol.
So she's abstaining. I can note that in the minutes.
Sure.
And I would still like to actually see those draft minutes.
I just emailed them, Serene.
No, what you sent me was an agenda that you circulated to somebody last night. And there are no minutes attached.
At the bottom.
At the bottom. Scroll down.
There are no minutes attached.
There's an after item 6, the second item 6, sorry, that says adjourn at a time certain. Below that, there's a line that's underlined that says draft minutes, Pacifica Governance Committee, September 25, 2025.
Okay, they're in line. They're not an attachment. That's why I kept asking.
Correct. That's why we said scroll down. So that's where the minutes are. If it turns out that you have any corrections to them later, by all means, you can bring them to the meeting the next time and we'll entertain any corrections. So the minutes are approved, with, Serene's abstention. Okay. So the next item on the agenda is reports. And this is a 20-minute item. And we have two reports, one from the PMB chair and then one from the Governance Committee chair. And so we'll go ahead with the PMB chair report.
Okay, great. Briefly, the committee is being asked to give thought to how some of the outreach efforts are already underway, so that we can help all the stations kind of compare notes, and so we can augment the things that people are already doing. And so the secretary sent out to all of the board chairs and secretaries a request to catalog what are the things that are doing, what are outreach, development, membership efforts. And so I'll just report briefly that I have followed through with our general manager and with our outreach and development committee and others. We'll be able to come back at the next meeting because we're in Fund Drive with a good catalog of those. But I will also say that I'm very strongly recommending that our LSB use the CAB survey instrument and analytics that have been developed for WPFW. I think they're really excellent. And one of the things that we need is we need data to be able to better understand what our outreach goals should be. So I just want to commend the WPFW CAP. And I think Carol may have a couple of reports.
Carol, yeah. Do you have something from KPFA?
I have a preliminary, some notes. I think one of the areas where we try to develop materials to distribute in our outreach work. So that means program guides, and we've done different forms. Some have been on newspaper, some have been on folded paper, and then we have flyers like about our music. We have bookmarks. We have bookmarks that have the QR code on it. We have stickers that have the QR code on it. We have, for 2026, we have a beautiful KPFA calendar that has pictures, that is going along with our efforts to make the KPFA building a historic landmark. So, those are some of our materials that we're using. I think the most exciting thing that we're doing with outreach right now is moving into social media work. And I think that can be something that the LSBs can really support, the station by, like, for October 18th. What we're doing is we have, like, social media postings, and then our LSB members who have, you know, big social media accounts, they can share, oh, this is the programming that KPFA is doing. And here's how you can tune in. And I think letting people know on social media, you know, is a really big, important way to get the word out, and something that we can do as volunteers. So that's just a couple of notes from me. We also recruit volunteers for our news department and for our operations. And we go to, you know, different nearby schools and junior colleges and develop a relationship with them. That's it. Maybe Jan has something. I see her hand up. And Serene
Serene's has- hand's up too. Hers was up first.
Serene's was first, yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, Serene. Serene's hands down. Perhaps that was the legacy hand. Go ahead, Jan.
Oh, okay. I actually was not, my hand was not up to add things. It was to actually ask for if somebody could send me the survey so that we could have our LSB take it. That would be helpful. And like me and the chair, I think, of the LSB.
Of your LSB.
Yes. And I also wanted to find out when Carol said the QR code, I wanted to A, find out what QR code, and B, comment on the issue of QR codes, because we have, KPFK has had some, things that have a QR code, but the QR code is a QR code to donate to KPFK. And I have pointed out that if we are, trying to get people to listen to KPFK, to get new members, that the QR code should be a QR code to get KPFK live so that they can actually listen to it, you know, because donation is after listening and becoming a fan. So I just wanted to find out, you know, what QR code they had, and that was it. Thank you.
Go ahead, Carol, if you want to answer that question.
Yeah, so the QR code that we have takes you to the website, and then you can click on Listen Live. So I agree. And Jan, you might want to talk about your events, because I know KPFK does a lot of events, and you've got a big event on Saturday.
Oh, okay. So we have Tom Hartman is going to be speaking on Saturday. I don't know if you guys get Tom Hartman on your various stations, but he is really, I really like his show a lot. I think I don't agree with some of his foreign perspectives on, you know, like who's the right person in power in this place and that. And I do have, you know, differences with him, but I think in general, it's really a good show, and I commend it to you and your general managers to think about maybe having him on if you don't have him. But anyway, so we're having an event, and we managed to get the a very large and very up-to-date Union Hall is being donated, so we don't have to pay anything for the venue, which is huge, huge. And last, about a month or so ago, we had Chris Hedges, and we're trying to do, make this, a regular event. There we are. And I'm actually trying to organize our local station board to do a, or some members of the local station board to do a movie showing of the Robert Greenwald program on the journalists, all the journalists who have been killed in Gaza. And it's a really excellent movie, and it's available for free to anybody who wants to show it. So I also commend that to everybody if you're interested in using it.
Thanks, Jan. I'll give a, go ahead, Carol.
Oh, no, I just wanted to say if you're going to talk about WPFW, Violeta is supposed to send me something later.
Yeah. So, yes, that's what I was going to report is we have an active outreach committee at WPFW. I'm not a member of it, so I can't, report directly, but, the outreach chair did agree, to respond, just couldn't do it by the time of this evening's meeting. And so she's very organized. I'm sure she will. Serene, I see your hand.
Sure. So a few things. One is that I do not believe it's proper for one committee to be reaching out to another committee for instructions. I think giving them directions, instructions, whatever. I think that's supposed to pass through the PNB. Otherwise, you know, I can easily see other people's time being eaten up. So in the future, I think if one committee wants something of another, they should go through the PNB, which is what I thought your intention was when this was being discussed the last time. But when I listened, I heard that that was not your intention, that you had just decided you were going to do it. That's one. At BAI, we have a regular, well, what should be a regular monthly LSB report. The last one was scheduled for September 29th, early Monday morning, and sometime the Thursday before, after people had made arrangements to be available Monday morning, we got a note that the meeting was canceled and something about it coming out of a conversation with the PNB chair, et cetera. So that was problematic. And we scheduled a town hall for last Saturday, which management declined to pay the cart for. So we are attempting to reach out to the membership in ways that we have traditionally reached out, and that has not been that has been met with opposition. The WBI website has the last set of palm cards we produced, which I think are probably now every year and a half old, but if folks want to go take a look at it, the point is that they're downloadable, but they're supposed to be downloadable. I don't have the skill. I've never tested it, but I was told that they're downloadable. If you go to wbai.org/promo, that way folks don't have to come into the station or any central location to pick it up. They can just go to a library or any place where they have a printer, you know, if they have a printer at home, download them. They're two-sided. And send them out wherever it is they're going. But our outreach committee has not met. When we meet, we'll, you know, we can share some information about what we'll be doing this year. But as I said, you know, several attempts have already been thwarted. And I do think the governance committee, if it wants something from another body, needs to go through the PNB and have the PNB send the request. Otherwise, you know, things could really go sideways.
Thanks, Serene. So, Susan, I see your hand. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to reply to that. All of these requests have come from the PNB. None have come station to station.
Thank you. I think the intent
I'm
here.
Sorry, Julie,
I'm sorry.
She's misquoting.
Serene, I'm sorry. You haven't been recognized by the chair to speak here.
I'm asking to be recognized as a point of personal privilege.
What's your point of personal privilege?
She immediately misquoted what I said. This motion did not come. This motion to reach out to the LSBs did not come from the PNB. It came from you as part of your report, your chair's report at the last governance committee meeting. So that factually, the correction she was making is incorrect. Let's try to keep things clear.
So that was not a point of personal privilege or whatever, but I think the intent here is to gather up all this information and then to share it back with the various stations so that everyone knows, you know, which stations have QR codes, which ones have promo cards that they can hand out, et cetera. What's the menu of things that people have done, which is really about helping the LSBs understand the various things that they can do in terms of outreach, sharing best practices from, one station to another. So there's nothing underhanded or nefarious about it. And there's no reason why a committee can't ask for information to do its job to share it back out. I mean, it just, you know, if you want to add process, find another organization that's interested in adding process. So anything else that we need to talk about in terms of the, that first part of the PNB chair report?
No, Madam Chair, and we're at time on that part.
Okay. Awesome. So then there was a second component to the PNB chair report. Susan, do you want to continue with part
yeah.
B there?
It's a proposed motion, and there has been, discussion about how do we sort out what is coming forward as bylaw amendment proposals. And this motion is intended to add clarity to that. And it in part responds to some of the things that Sally Gellert brought up. So the first is that all proposed bylaws come to the governance committee because the PNB votes on all bylaw amendments, whether they are initiated by petition or initiated by directors. So the governance committee has been tasked with gathering and making recommendations. The second thing is that the governance committee could be inundated by proposals, and so the request or the instruction is proposals must come in as defined bylaw amendments. So that's with the section, it's with the strikeouts, it's with the additions. And must either have an origination by petition, by member petition, or by with the support of six directors. We'll then be able to see, give some thought to, are these changes that would need to have a membership vote or not? And are there inconsistencies, overlaps among them? So the motion is, bylaws amendments submitted to the Pacifica Governance Committee must have preliminary endorsement by six directors or include a 5% member petition for consideration by the Pacifica Governance Committee and the PNB. They must be in full bylaws proposal form, including the article number, section, text, with underlines for additions and strikeouts for omissions.
Thank you, Susan.
So I make that motion.
Yes, thank you. And so we can have a little bit of discussion on this motion. I think the idea here, if I understand this correctly, Susan, is that it's kind of reiterating in part what's in the bylaws about how motion or how bylaws amendments can come forward, but it's adding sort of the request that they be in this formal, you know, kind of red line strikeout kind of format, so that they're it's well understood what a bylaw petition would look like. And then, of course, the plan would be for the Pacifica Governance Committee to go through them, determine which ones would need a full membership vote, and which ones can be voted on by the PNB. And then, of course, we would proceed with the votes as appropriate beyond there. So, Serene, I see your hand. Go ahead.
Yeah. Where is this motion? Is it supposed to be part of this agenda?
It is. It's under item 5, which is the reports, the PNB chair report, part B. In the full text, it says proposed motion, and then the full text of the motion that Susan just read.
Okay. I'm going to make a statement. I think for the last time, I thought the last time I made it was the last time, but I am experiencing some visual challenges, and you guys cannot send me stuff at the last minute. And in this case, something that was circulating for more than 24 hours. It doesn't even approach fairness on any level.
The agenda went out last night, Madam Chair.
Can you forward the whole thing showing who you sent what to last night?
Sure.
Send the header. I actually searched for your name since you're the secretary. Got nothing.
Sorry, I've been talking. And,
we're almost at time.
So, Serene, I just sent the text of the motion to you, you know, just the text of the motion in an email that says motion. It's fairly brief. Is there other discussion on the motion while we're giving Serene a chance to look at the email?
I have a...
Go ahead, Jan.
First of all, I don't know who Carol Wolfley sent this to me, and apparently, I would request that it be sent to my KPFK inbox. Luckily, my old inbox forwarded it to me. And the second of all, I wanted to, if we're going to vote on this, that we should put in a time requirement that the PNB or the governance committee, you know, must look at it within proposed bylaw changes, must look at it and consider it and send it back out within 45 days. Because, you know, and if it's not sent out within 45 days, that it will be considered approved so that it can move on. And another
point of information. By forwarded out. What do you mean? Forwarded to the PNB or posted? It has to be.
Let me just tell you my experience, and that I want to us to avoid in the future. That when people propose bylaws, or in my case, in you know, a member proposed bylaws change, it took 9 months before it moved through the PNB for no good reason, because it had to be voted on by the members under any circumstance. So I think it's a fine idea to have the governance committee look at proposed amendments, but that they have to do it, or we have to do it in a rapid manner. We can't just like, oh, we don't have time to look at it today. We'll look at it next month, and then maybe the next month after that. That if members propose an amendment, if it's going to go to the governance committee, which I think is a good idea, that the governance committee has X amount of time to look at it, say fine or not fine.
I'm suggesting an amendment. I accept. I think your amendment to the motion is good. I think it needs to be framed as a motion to amend, and the motion to amend will be, or should be, that the governance committee will review, consider, and forward to the PNB its recommendation within 45 days of the bylaw amendment being properly submitted. Okay, so properly submitted means it has to have either petition or the six directors who support it, and it has to be in the written form. So both you and I have come up with ideas, but they are not in the written form.
Okay.
So the motion to amend is that when a bylaw amendment is proposed in proper form to the governance committee will act on it to forward it to the PNB within 45 days.
So the question is, if it's A, how do we define, I'm not sure how proper is defined, and B, if it's not.
I defined it for you, Jan.
Yeah.
One is has got to be in the form of an amendment, as we defined in this motion, and two, it either has to have a petition initiative supporting it, that's 5% of members, or it has to have six directors who support it. That's proper form.
Okay.
In other words, emailing it to the secretary alone, it doesn't cut it if it's in the proper format, if it doesn't say it's backed up by the member petition, or it's backed up by six named directors.
Six directors.
Okay.
Right. So. Is that clear, Jan?
That's clear. The next question is, if it's not in the proper form, and I think
it's not a valid amendment.
Well, yeah. I think it's incumbent on.
Rejected. Then, I mean, we can't have something where, you know, I submit something, you know, and I have, you know, six directors, or I have, you know, a million petitioners, and I submit it, and the, you know, governance committee says, oh, this is not in the proper form, so we're not going to do anything about it. I think it has to be, if it's not in the proper form, it has to be rejected. It has to be rejected, and, you know, maybe faster. Saying this is to the whoever sends it in, saying this is not in the proper form. It needs to have, you know, directors or whatever the problem is.
It needs to be fashioned as a motion to as an amendment.
I understand.
It can't
idea. We need to add that to this motion so that the people who submit it have direction, and it doesn't wait 45 days, and then they say, oh, sorry, it wasn't in the proper form. So go back.
How about prompt reply about proper form?
Could I speak to that?
Yeah, go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, the issue is that it's not my job as a secretary to write back to somebody and say, oh, this isn't, you know, the proper form. The proper form means if you're taking something out, and this is spelled out very clearly, if you're taking something out, you strike it out. If you're putting something in, you underline it. That's what the proper form means, you know, because people tend to send stuff and it says, well, I think we ought to change this. And it, you know, and then that is not a proposal for the committee. What we're saying is strikeouts and omissions. People should be able to do strikeouts and omissions.
And additions.
Oh, I totally
yeah,
agree.
Additions.
I think that the governance committee needs to, with if it's not in the proper form, they need to say, this is not in the proper form. Here's the form it should be in. See the, or, you know, look at the bylaws and resubmit it. Whatever it is, they can't sit on it and just say, oh, I'll, you know, since it wasn't in the proper form, I don't see it and I don't have to respond.
So does the, so
I don't think
does the addition.
Madam Chair, I believe my hand is up. Are we recognizing?
Our time is up on this item, Madam Chair.
Yeah. Yeah, hang on. So I was trying to get down on in the chat the essence of what Jan was just trying to say, but I'll recognize Serene.
Okay. Yeah, I can't see the chat, so it's not helpful to me.
Well, I didn't send it, so no one can see it.
I'm sorry. Say what?
I did not send the chat. What I was saying was I was trying to get down in the chat what it was that Jan was recommending as an amendment to the amendment, but I didn't do that.
Oh,
go
yes,
ahead,
you did.
Serene.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Unbeknownst to you.
No, there's, I just hit send. Sorry. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. So I think this motion should be tabled. I'm concerned that, well, first of all, I have no idea how we calculate 5%. I don't know what the numbers were in the last election. I think we need to make that clear rather than simply tell people, go find 5%. I don't think that we need to have the number of persons, whether directors or voting members, in order to discuss a bylaw proposal. You know, I don't think we're going to be getting 20 of them, you know. So I don't think we need to start locking people out of a process.
Madam Chair, we are at time.
Thank you. Thank you, Serene. Susan Young, you had your hand up. I'm sorry.
Just quickly, the language is right out of the bylaws. The bylaws stipulate what is required to initiate a bylaw amendment. So if people want a bylaw amendment, they need to find six directors or they need to marshal a petition with 5% of the members. That is the specification in the bylaws. I didn't just make it up.
Right.
Okay,
I think that's,
Julie, so, you know,
yes.
There's a lot of back and forth going. And then the moment I started to speak, the secretary announced
point of
that
order.
We were out of time. Yet you
point
recognize
order.
Susan.
I did recognize Susan just now, before she
yes,
spoke.
Yes, you interrupted me. You interrupted me to recognize Susan.
Because we're out of time, and so we have to move on. Here's the thing. I mean, Susan is right. That's what the bylaws say you have to do for an amendment, right? Period. We're not making it up. It's in the 2025 bylaws. It was in the 2020 bylaws.
You're
the same
my point.
numbers. Those didn't change. So, you know, I mean, that's the thing is if you want to bring something to the governance committee, I mean, that's just, you know, you have to hit hurdles.
No, if you're making an amendment, you need to do that. If you want to bring something to a committee, which is for the purpose of discussion, you shouldn't require six directors or 5% of the membership, and of course no one has told us what those numbers would actually be. The purpose of the committee is not to lock things out, but to open things up by discussion. The numbers required to pass something should not be the numbers required to discuss something.
And that's where I'm going to differ with you, Serene, that this is very clearly about raising bylaws amendments. I'm sorry. Go read the bylaws. It's what they say. It's not who passes. This is to get amendments in front of the body, period.
No, that's to get
Serene, I'm sorry. You're out of order here.
Not in front of the committee.
Now you're being argumentative. You're out of order because this is what the bylaws say. We're not making this up. We're not, you know, taking favorable to our position reading of the bylaws. It's a plain language reading of the bylaws. And that's the sense in which you're out of order and you're no longer recognized. There was a motion to table. Are there any objections to the motion to table this motion? Actually, we also have motions to amend on the floor as well. So I'm not sure the proper order in which to,
table would table everything.
Madam Chair.
Yeah, go ahead, Carol.
The amendment on the floor, then the vote on the motion, and then motion to table.
That's the order in which to take them?
Absolutely not.
A motion to table tables
the motion and any amendments to it.
Okay, let's take a vote on the motion to table first. Madam Secretary, are there any objections to the motion to table?
Yes.
Okay, there's an objection, so let's go ahead and take a vote.
Kaja Brown.
Motion.
Kaja, no. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Jan, yes. Just a second. Julie Hewitt.
I vote no. This is the motion to table, right? Yep.
Yes.
I vote no.
Okay. So I just picked up my paper. Kaja voted no. Jan voted yes. Julie voted no. Mary Ann is not here. Susan, how do you vote?
I vote no.
Okay. So Serene votes yes. Okay, three no, two yes.
Okay, so the motion to table fails. And so now let's go back to the motion to amend. And what I have as the motion to amend is that for any properly submitted amendments, so now I'm incorporating Jan's motion as well as Susan's. So this would be what gets added if Jan's passes. That for any properly submitted amendments, the Governance Committee will review, consider, and forward to the PMB within 45 days of the submission. Amendments not in proper form will be announced as such in a Governance Committee meeting.
Excuse me.
Go ahead, Jan.
What about the submitter? Do they get informed also, or is it just dropped after that? I think informing the submitter that it's not in proper form and a general direction to them, like you need to underline it or you need to have the proper number of people. Giving the submitter information so that they can move forward.
Point of information, Jan. I'm not. Clear
I'm trying to. I'm actually working. I was typing madly, trying to write this. What I'm saying here.
Point of
I don't think announcing it at the governance committee is
okay.
notice to the submitters.
Okay. Go ahead, Susan, then Carol.
Yeah, I was not clear who she wanted to inform. So announcing at the governance committee and informing the submitters?
Yes, and
is
informing
that what you're asking for?
And informing the submitters in what way it falls short.
Okay. Okay, so then what I've done is I've just added this little bit. That for any properly submitted amendments, the governance committee will review, consider, and forward to the PMB within 45 days of submission, period. Amendments not in the proper form will be announced as such in a governance committee meeting, and an email will be sent to the submitter. Does that work?
And it needs to say,
Chair, you're missing
informing the submitter in what way, in general, the amendment is not in proper form.
Informing them of the deficiencies is what I'm going to add to the end.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. So,
Madam Chair, I think you're, can I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Carol.
I think you're missing a part about the strikeouts and the omissions.
No. So that wasn't the whole motion. That's just the amendment part. So basically that adds, that text gets added to the end of the, of what we had originally. So the motion to amend is simply to add what I just read. So the strikeout, addition part will still be part of the motion. Thank you for that clarification. All right.
Jump in, because I keep raising my hand and you're not recognizing me, and you're allowing others to just jump in. So I'll just jump in too.
So hang on 1 second, Serene. Your hand has been up continuously and I can't put
that
hands down.
True. I specifically lowered my hand.
Well, you got to leave it down for like more than a nanosecond, because I can't tell that it went down and went back up.
You know what? I'll just jump in like everybody else then.
Well, then why don't you?
You
have the floor.
Because you de-recognized me before. So I don't want to run afoul of your rules. The submission needs to be at least a week before the governance committee meeting at which it's to be, well, hopefully discussed. And the meetings are posted on the calendar, so that language should be integrated so that people aren't sending us something on a Wednesday or a Thursday meeting.
Madam Chair, you can only have two amendments on a motion.
That's correct.
We only have two amendments. It's Susan's motion, it's Jan's amendment, and mine is the second.
Yeah.
So, okay. So here's the thing. I'm sorry. Serena, I don't disagree with the point you're trying to make here, but the governance committee has given itself 45 days here. And so I don't think, we can just decide not to take something up. I mean, if somebody sends something right before, people aren't going to, this doesn't obligate us to figure it out at the next meeting. We have 45 days.
No, but you know
if
what?
We would get 20 submissions, we would have to schedule an extra meeting or two or three.
However, what I've discovered is that the rules change depending on who you're talking about. So that, in fact, I want the 7-day rule to exist for everybody's application, not somebody sends it, you know, they're circulating it for 3 weeks before with friends, and then they send it to the board the Wednesday before. And because there's no 7-day rule, rule in place, we're forced by people who favor it to take it up the next day. That's ridiculous. There's enough of that happening.
So if is your amendment to add to what was already there, amendments must be submitted at least 1 week prior to a governance committee meeting. Does that capture it?
Or 1 week prior to the meeting at which, yeah, that's fine. 1 week prior to the meeting.
How about five days?
Fuck.
Okay, never mind. Fine. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Let's just
Excuse me, I take it back. Sorry.
Okay, so I just posted that. So now you have to, at least for the chat, you have to read the last two. And I'll send an email to Serene here quick so that you can see the whole thing. Okay, so I just sent it to Serene. So it's the, so that would be if Serene's amendment is accepted, that full set of language would be the amendment to the original motion. So are there any objections to Serene's amendment? Hearing none, Serene, so now the motion to amend is amended to include both components. Okay. And so, that for any properly submitted amendments, the governance committee will review, consider, and forward to the PMB within 45 days of submission. Amendments not in the proper form will be announced as such in a governance committee meeting, and an email will be sent to the submitter informing them of the deficiencies. Amendments must be submitted at least 1 week prior to a governance committee meeting. So now that's the motion to amend. So that gets added to the original motion. Are there any objections to the motion to amend?
I have a question.
What's your question, Serene?
Okay, so these are going to be submitted to what, the chair and secretary? Who are people to submit this?
Yeah, I think that makes sense. We've not been that specific in the motion, but yes.
Objection.
Are there any objections to the motion to amend?
Well, I didn't hear you. I didn't hear your answer. What's your answer?
Yes, the answer is that they should be submitted to both the chair and the secretary for the governance committee.
So those addresses are going to be provided to folks, right?
Sure.
And the secretary and chair will immediately forward it to the full committee.
Well, there's no such thing as immediate because I do not sit around and look at my email 24/7. So that's not happening.
I didn't say the moment it hits your box. I mean, the moment you read it.
Sure.
Madam Chair, I object.
Sure, but we're not, we're not amending the motion anymore.
Please call the member to order.
Thank you. Are there any objections to the motion as written?
We could take an amendment at this point. And I'm saying I don't need to make it into a motion. I just want to be sure we're clear on how things are going to be handled. You're going to provide the address for the chair and the
please
secretary.
Please call the member to order for arguing with the chair.
Please, you have spoken without being recognized.
Okay, Serene, please.
I can call the member to order anytime.
Hang on. I said we would do that. Perhaps you weren't listening. I said
immediately forward it, and you sort of pushed back on that. I just want to be sure we're clear.
As soon as I read it. It doesn't mean great. As soon as it gets sent.
Okay. Well, obviously, you're not psychic.
Right. Okay. Once again, I'm going to go back to, are there any objections to the motion to amend? Hearing none, the motion is now amended. And the whole motion reads, I'm going to try and do this really fast. Bylaws amendment, the full motion as amended reads, bylaws amendments submitted to the Pacifica Governance Committee must have preliminary endorsement by 6 directors or include a 5% member petition for consideration by the Pacifica Governance Committee and the PMB. They must be in full bylaws proposal form, including the article number, section, text with underlines for additions and strikeout for omissions. That for any properly submitted amendments, the governance committee will review, consider, and forward to the PMB within 45 days of submission. Amendments not in the proper form will be announced as such in a governance committee meeting, and an email will be sent to the submitter informing them of the deficiencies. Amendments must be submitted at least 1 week prior to a governance committee meeting. That's the whole motion. Are there any objections to the motion?
Not yet, and I'd like to say why.
Point of order.
So I have to take the point of order. Go ahead, Carol.
This is too much for me to write down and copy, and I can't copy out of the chat. Will you send me the chat afterwards?
I will. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes. I'm sorry. I think I said, were there any objections? And Serene, you spoke.
Yes.
To raise an objection?
I have an objection, and I'd like to state my reason.
Fair enough. Go ahead.
I think the purpose of a committee is to have deep discussion of issues, and setting the threshold for passage of an amendment to be the same as discussion of an amendment absolutely disadvantages the minority. And considering how these bylaws were thrust upon us, it's really quite an obscene package.
I
do
understand.
Thank you.
Serene, I didn't understand what you just said. I'm sorry.
I'm saying that you've made it virtually impossible for minority members on the board to have anything on the table by way of amendments, because you're requiring six directors, and we know that there are no longer six active minority directors, that you've made it impossible for us to have any say in even bringing things to the table for discussion. And that is the exact opposite of what a committee should be doing.
All right, thank you. It's duly noted. Thank you, Serene. We have noted your objection. Are there any other objections to this motion? Hearing none, the motion passed with one objection. And Carol, I've just sent it to you.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay.
Will you send it to me as well?
Yes, hang on one moment. It's the full motion, so there you have it. Okay. Okay. Shoot, the problem with that was I lost the agenda. Okay, so we are we're at 9:37. The next item on the agenda is the Governance Committee Chair report, and this was the item on special meetings. And so I have a draft motion that I'm going to read, and then we'll motivate. The Pacifica Governance Committee recommends that the PMB pass the special meetings notice motion that all PMB special meetings called by non-officer PMB directors must be noticed by phone calls per the Pacifica bylaw by one of the persons calling the special meeting. And if there is a majority of requests for excused absences, the meeting is immediately canceled by the person who posted the meeting on kpftx.org. If a special meeting has not been canceled and quorum has not been reached after 10 minutes after the designated meeting start time, the meeting will not be put on the stream and will be ended and designated as canceled on kpftx.org. All PMB or LSB electronic meetings must be hosted by their respective PMB or LSB officers or their identified designees and will not be called to order without authorized hosting. So that's the motion. And the motivation for this is basically to prevent the situation that we've had in a couple of instances where because the threshold for setting a meeting is a special meeting is just three directors calling the meeting, and three directors call the meeting but don't do any of the outreach, and then not enough other people show up, and then it's, you know, it turns out to be a waste of time. It's a waste of if we can't achieve quorum, it's a waste of director time. It's a waste of member time if they have, you know, taken the time to join the meeting that or try to join a meeting that doesn't ever make it to the stream. So that's the motivation behind the meeting. It doesn't change basically the bylaws. It just sort of clarifies where the responsibility lies in terms of calling a special meeting. Jan, I see your hand.
Okay. I just wanted to, hold on 1 second. I just wanted clarification here that people asking for excused absences, how would they notify anybody that they were asking for an excused absence?
I think the idea here is that the meeting would get posted, so people would get the KPFTX no reply email that the meeting has been scheduled. And so then they can send an email saying, you know, hey, I can't make this meeting, requesting an excused absence.
Okay. All right.
So it's pretty simple. You don't have to show up to request an excused absence. You can just send an email. But the idea would be, you know, too many people with conflicts or objections to holding the meeting and they request excused absences, you know, it's clear that they're not going to attend the meeting. And if enough people do that, that it's clear we can't achieve quorum, then we don't try to hold the meeting. We just cancel the meeting as soon as that, you know, okay, non-quorum is established.
All right. I understand. Thank you.
Yep. You bet. Serene, you have your hand up.
Yeah. Move to extend 10 minutes.
Thank you. We're at 9:42, and so if we would extend for 10 minutes, that would perhaps allow us to complete this particular item. Are there any objections to the motion to extend for 10 minutes?
No, my intention is to extend for time to deal with the people who had been on this committee but were effectively removed with the settlement bylaws. I would like us to deal with it at this meeting so that they can come to the next meeting.
Hang on. But we're talking about this item on the agenda right now. And you've put in a motion to extend for 10 minutes, right? And so
I didn't say on this item. I mean for the meeting. How much time do we have for this item?
Okay, so technically we're not at 9:45. We're on this item, so a motion to extend is a motion to extend this item, right? So it's not quite ripe yet to say,
she can make a motion to extend the meeting for 10 minutes and make it clear.
She did.
Okay. Are there any objections to the motion to extend for 10 minutes?
I object.
Perhaps we should go to a vote, Carol.
Yes. Okay. Kasia Brown.
No.
Are we on the motion to extend or we are on the motion regarding the calling?
To extend.
It's the motion to extend.
Motion to extend. Okay. Kasia, no. Jan Goodman.
Abstain.
Jan abstain. Julie Hewitt.
Pass.
Julie pass. Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Serene, yes. Susan Young.
Pass.
Susan pass. Going back to Julie.
I'll abstain.
Susan.
I'll vote no. So it's 2-1.
Okay. So the motion to extend fails 2-1. 2 no, 1 yes.
Okay. Got it. So
we go to a vote on this. You've got 1 minute.
Correct. Okay. So, are there any objections to the motion on special meetings?
I think it's unclear when you're talking about who gets to cancel, who gets to post. And I think, you know, shutting down again, shutting down dissent.
So we go to a vote?
I mean, you're essentially voiding the bylaws because you're saying three directors can call a meeting and the others can say, ah, no, we're not coming.
No, that's not voiding the bylaws. One
really?
Of the things that is also clear in the bylaws is that
what
whenever
would that
there's
be,
a special
invalidated?
meeting, excuse me, whenever there's a special meeting, all the members are to, someone is to call all the members, and it's not clear in the bylaws who does the calling. And this motion
and I think that portion
makes
is
it
good.
Clear who does the calling.
Madam Chair, call the question.
Yes, thanks. So we'll go to
you
a vote on the
call
motion.
The question in committee.
We'll still go into a vote because it's 9:46.
You can, but you cannot call the question in committee. Just as Carol is not a non-voting member of the committee, she's not a member of the committee. You guys keep throwing stuff out, pulling out, I don't know where.
Point of order. I'm a voting member of the committee.
Thank
Kasia
you.
Brown.
Is your name Carol? Because I said Carol.
Kasia Brown.
Well, what are we voting on now?
Now we're voting on the motion about special meetings.
Yes.
Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan, yes. Julie Hewitt?
Yes.
Julie, yes. Serene Roberts?
Silencing dissent, absolutely not.
Serene, no. Susan Young?
Yes.
Susan, yes. Four, yes, one no.
So the motion carries, and this will be part of the governance committee report. We'll take this motion to the PMB.
Motion
it having
to
passed.
Adjourn.
Thank you, Susan. Are there any objections to the motion to adjourn? Hearing none.
It's time certain.
The meeting is
no
adjourned at 9:47. So we're 2 minutes
Serene
past our time certain.
Julie, you can send me the whole chat, please.
I will.
And send it to me as well, please. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. All right. I will do that. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.